You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin received an honorarium when he spoke to students at Stephen F. Austin State University. He was delighted to make himself at home in Nacogdoches, where he wants you to pay a visit.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, I was recently invited to speak at Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches. And never having been there before, well, I was kind of excited. I was even more excited when I discovered they were actually going to pay me to come over and talk to them. Surely, America is still the land of opportunity when Irish people are being paid to talk to audiences. It's a bit like giving dogs money for peeing up against lampposts. The drive over was lovely, beautiful undulating terrain. It was a bit like driving over a basket of eggs topography. There were beautiful autumnal hues. The weather was just beautiful and mild. And it was just me and Harry Potter in Italian in the car. I was tickled pink when I got to the campus because it actually reminded me of Cambridge University, where I once did a master's degree. Clang! Did somebody drop a name there? Anyway, this gorgeous, leafy campus of Stephen F. Austin University was full of youngsters who were all fired up, lusting after knowledge, booze and sex. I felt right at home. The professor of the geography department, Daryl MacDonald, greeted me and was at pains to point out that the most important thing for me to do while I was there was to have fun and enjoy myself. "We just want you to have a great time while you're here," says he. Now, listen to me. A word to the wise. While you're in Nacogdoches, you must never, ever mention the other place, Nacogdoches. You simply refer to it as that other place, or you can call it the N-word. It's a bit like when you're performing Macbeth, you simply refer to it as that Scottish play. Nacogdoches is beautiful and it's well worth a visit. Take a drive over and feast your eyes on the delightful old town centre and that charming college campus. I had a whale of a time while I was there, and I'm still on the wagon. The college, they put me up in the Jones House, which sounded ominously like it was going to be like the Betty Ford Clinic or something. But it turns out it was actually an exquisite late Victorian manor, a bed and breakfast complete with 14-foot ceilings and a four-poster bed in the bedroom. Oh, much too good for a riff-raff like me. I got to meet some lovely people down there. Students, fantastic, all listening attentively and asking intelligent questions afterwards. The food was great, and the projector in the auditorium worked. I do so love giving public talks about Ireland. People pay you, they feed you, and it helps me to develop a deeper appreciation for y'all and for y'all's country. I'm trying to develop a sense of place for where I live, trying to develop an emotional attachment that would go beyond simply my friends and family here. I'm headed towards a sense of place. That'd be a nice title for a talk someday, perhaps. Anyway, have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.